December 19, Deuteronomy 5:29 and 6:20-25. God the Father says in the majestic manifestation of Sinai, "For men, for all men, I told my servant the rules, to be observed to deserve my blessing. And if many of the minute provisions which followed the Decalogue, to make putting the Decalogue into practice, more secure and easier for the men of old, have fallen away in the course of the centuries, and with the advent of Christianity, the Decalogue has remained, and does not change. It shall not change until the last day, and even if it should be granted to the earth, to go on living for millennia, that Decalogue shall always be the same, always valid, always just, and always to be observed. My son did not change a word of it, for the word of God may not be retouched by anyone. My word teaches you this respect for my immutable word. Remember this." He confirmed the law in its 10 untouchable commands. He replaced, however, its complementary parts, no longer consonant with the new period, with his doctrine of love. The era of punishment had reached its end, since the King of Love and Mercy was flourishing over the world, and, to make you more certain of this change, which was substituting forgiveness for severity, my son consumed himself for 3 years, to preach love and forgiveness to you, and spurred his sacrifice, to set itself up as a bloody warning, on the steep slope of a mountain, so that the whole world would look at that center of mercy from which his final words, still of love and forgiveness, with the final drops of a divine blood, descended. The Master of the world until the final moment repeated to you the perfection of the divine doctrine, and by deeds, in addition to words, for he removed the most human provisions of the Mosaic subtleties from the ancient Decalogue, and substituted his code, entirely of love. But the Decalogue remains, and it shall remain, and the world is perishing, because it no longer knows, and lives out the Decalogue. Where are those who, invested with family authority, teach their children the first and most necessary thing to know? My law? Where are those who mold their children in gratitude and reverential love for me, telling the minds and hearts that are opening up about God's wonders and acts of providence towards men? But I am not dealing here with other authorities. I am speaking of the first authority, that of parents. They are responsible for their children's future and, consequently, for the future of the nations. For if the power-wielding authorities ruling you were faced, throughout the Christian world, with a limitless number of family authorities holding firmly, to respect for and education concerning God and the things of God, they would restrain themselves in certain excesses, which not only profane the younger generations, but pave the way for increasingly tremendous days on earth, for from young beings who are corrupt and atheistic there can arise only delinquents. Whether it is individual or social delinquency, it will always be delinquency spurring on towards crime, theft, abuse of power, betrayal, sedition, and all the misdeeds making the earth a foretaste of hell and men cruel demons towards one another. You dream of better times. But and I repeat words which are as old as the millennial past, and ever come a you who will give you such a spirit, as to fear me, and observe my commandments, so that you and your children may be happy forever? How can you, if you no longer know my commandments? What do you give your spirit, so that it may live? And if it is dead, because of a lack of food and breath, constrained to die without the word of God, and to breathe air rendered mephitic by your sins, how can you have the spirit I ask you to have? Yours is a closed circle, a circle of horror choking you. You can break it only with the cross and the gospel. They open for you the gates to the light of God, and to the air, and to food and all that is life. They open for you the way to return to me. My terrible majesty may still cause you fear, because you are like Adam after the sin. Your souls are sullied, and you fear God's eye. But Christ does not cause fear. From birth to death his name is gentleness. Come back up to me by way of his word and his cross. They instruct you and reconsecrate you. They are the masterpiece of divine love. Aside from them there is no other means of salvation. After the denial of them there remains only one thing. My justice. And my justice for you, reduced as you are, means only punishment. Remember this and make provision.